Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Kuf Pesachim 100. And it says in the Torah, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos Lakadsho. You need to remember the Shabbos, and our Chachamim expound upon this, and we're going to see it later on in our chapter, in the 10th chapter of Pesachim, the famous chapter called Arvei Pesachim. The Chachamim expound this, that you need to remember the Shabbos by making a blessing on wine when the Shabbos begins. And there's a dispute amongst, Tosfos records a dispute whether or not this blessing on wine is biblical, or rather just the blessing itself is biblical, and the sages establish that you should make the blessing on wine. So this idea, there's a dispute about it, whether or not the kiddush that you make, the blessing that you make on the wine, needs to be in the place of the meal or not. So on the bottom of Kuf Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, the Gemara records a dispute between Rav and Shmuel. Osam b'nei Adam, those people, meaning in those places where they have a practice to make the kiddush on wine in the synagogue, and we're going to see that they did this in a place where there were a lot of guests in the synagogue, and so therefore Osam b'nei Adam shekidshu b'beis, where they made the kiddush in the synagogue. They heard a kiddush from the chazan in the synagogue on the night of Shabbos and Yontif. Amar Rav, so Rav says, under those circumstances, yideyayin lo yatsu, they have not fulfilled their obligation of blessing on wine, meaning to say, when they go back to their house, if they want to drink more wine, they need to make another blessing on it. It's not going to be sufficient. That's how Rashbam and Tosfos explain it. That when they come home, they're going to need to make another blessing, because from the fact that they changed their place where they were, it's as though they had Hesach Hadas. They changed their concentration, and so therefore they need to make a blessing. However, says Rav, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu, they have fulfilled their obligation of hearing Kiddush, and so therefore even if they didn't taste from the wine. And because even though we're going to say on 107a that the one who makes the kiddush needs to taste from the wine, but in Meseches Erevin we learned that even if one person tastes the wine, then not everybody needs to taste it. But ideally, everybody should taste it, but not everyone is not required to taste it. So therefore, if the chazan makes it, they fulfill their obligation of kiddush. And therefore, they don't need to again make kiddush when they come to their home, because according to Rav, the kiddush does not need to be in the place of the meal. Kiddush does not need Eino Tzarech Lios B'Makom Suda. That's the position of Rav, and so therefore he can make the kiddush in one place and go and eat his food in another place. However, Shmuel is of the position, Shmuel Amar Af Yidei Kiddush Lo Yatsu. Shmuel is of the position that if you make the blessing on wine in the synagogue and kiddush in the synagogue, you have not yet fulfilled even your obligation of kiddush, because Shmuel is of the opinion that you need to make the kiddush in the place where you eat the meal. And so therefore, since you're not going to eat the meal in the synagogue, you have not fulfilled your obligation in the kiddush that the chazan makes in the synagogue, and you need to make a second kiddush in one's house. So therefore, according to Rav, that a person has fulfilled their obligation on kiddush when he hears in the synagogue, why does he need to make another kiddush when he comes home? How come when he comes home he has to, even if he's already fulfilled his obligation, why does he make kiddush again? So the Gemara says he does so, he's not doing him for himself, he's just doing it because there are people in his household who have not yet heard the kiddush, his children, his members of his household, they have not heard the kiddush. So for them he's able to make the blessing, and that's why he makes it again. However, if they've heard it, then he doesn't need to recite it. However, according to Shmuel, who says that the tzibur does not fulfill their obligation when they hear the kiddush in the synagogue, well, then we have the opposite question. So how come they're making the kiddush in the synagogue at all? The Gemara says lamoi, and it doesn't say how is it permitted, but because it says what do we need it for? Because understanding that we do it. So the Gemara explains that the reason why we make kiddush in the synagogue is lafuke orchem yedecho vason, to fulfill the obligation of guests. There are guests. Da'achu v'shasu v'ganu b'bei kenishta. They come and they eat and they drink and they sleep in the synagogue. It was the practice that the guests used to sleep in the synagogue. Even though we know in Maseches Megillah that you're not allowed to eat and drink and sleep in a synagogue, they weren't actually sleeping in the actual synagogue. They were sleeping in the rooms that were next to the synagogue. And so, as Tosfos explains, from there the guests could hear the kiddush that the shliach, that the chazan, is making. So we see from here that what's the reason why they're doing it? What's the reason why we make kiddush in the synagogue? Only for the guests, so the guests can fulfill their obligation. The guests who have no place to sleep or eat. So that is their home. So the Rav Haigon explains that therefore, in a place where there's no guests, you shouldn't make kiddush at all in the synagogue, and it's a bracha of atah. It's an absolute waste of a blessing. That's the opinion of Rav Haigon. However, that's also the Tur and the Rosh. However, Rav Natro Naigon and others shown him right that you make a kiddush in the synagogue even when there's no guests. And what's the reason? What's the reason for Rav Natro Nai? One reason perhaps is because that when you make a blessing on the wine for kiddush, there's healing powers to it, and so therefore we want all those people who don't have wine in their house to have this healing powers of the kiddush on the wine, and that's one approach. Rav Nissim Gaon gives another explanation. So therefore, Rav Nissim Gaon explains that if he had his mind to eat in another place, then it's as though, even though he's moving from one house to another, then it's as though he had kiddush in mind. And it is like the kiddush in the place of Suda. And so therefore, if there's no guests in the synagogue, the one who makes the kiddush should have a mind to eat in his house, and so as though he made the kiddush in the place of his house. Rabbeinu Yonah explains differently. He says the reason we make the kiddush in the synagogue even when there are no guests is because kiddush is biblical, and making kiddush in the place of the meal is rabbinic. So we're so concerned that there might be somebody there who's not going to hear kiddush at all because they have no kiddush, they have no home, they have nothing to do. And so therefore we make the kiddush to at least fulfill their biblical obligation, even though it's not fulfilling their rabbinic obligation.